Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Wonderful. Mr. Outstanding at your service. As always, it's good to have you here. It's good to have to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, I know you're excited about that, aren't you? Yeah, I get that a lot. Archie C. and Cuddy, Dr. Archie C. and Cuddy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. We love Archie, but we'd have him on the show even if we didn't, because I just like to say his name. And he's the author of Built on Trust. And talk about a renaissance, man. This guy's a medical doctor who is one of the smartest management experts that I know, and especially with his work in the area of trust. He's just a very important member of our brain trust, and we like having him on the show. Archie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Very kind of you to say so.
It's good to have you back. And also, folks, I mean, I'll never forget Archie for introducing me to Orvieto.
Yes,
remember that?
A small town in Italy, beautiful, beautiful old stone town.
Incredible.
Near where my family originated, and that's how I knew about Orvieto. And I encourage anybody to look at that part of Italy if they get a chance.
My wife and I were going to Italy a few years ago, and I told Archie about it, and he said, "Well, you got to go. It's about 90 kilometers north of Rome." And, you know, my wife and I, Archie, say, we like to say that we want to go back to Italy, but we must go back to Orvieto.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good way to put it.
Anyway, it's good to have you back. And, Archie, you and I have spent a lot of time over the years talking about trust, the concept of trust, the execution of trust, leading with trust, how it gets broken down, and how it gets rebuilt, and how it gets maintained and served and all that. We've talked about trust every which way. One of the things we really haven't done, though, is we've not really incorporated your medical background, your medical perspectives as a medical doctor, into the concept of trust. Now, there are a lot of things going on right now. There's a huge, momentous debate going on right now about healthcare reform.
Yes.
Now, so let me ask you a basic question.
Yes.
Does our system need to be reformed?
In my view, yes.
Where are we broken? Where are we stuck? Where's the pain?
If we look at the results, you know, our life expectancy does not match our standard of living. Our infant mortality.
Explain that.
Well, there are other countries that have a standard of living and an economy less rich and less strong than us,
mm-hmm.
that have a longer, healthier lifespan.
You're saying innovations and our accomplishments haven't accrued to our life expectancy.
Right, and our infant mortality, and our survival of our first heart attack, and some other
mm-hmm.
things like that,
mm-hmm.
where nobody's saying it's bad. You know, I'm a physician. I practiced medicine for some years. There's no physician I've ever met who is not motivated by do no harm. So it's not a matter of motivation, in my view,
mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not a matter of skill. Our medical schools are outstanding. We select, I think the right people to go to it. But the system itself, I think, has some drawbacks, and I think that our population doesn't trust our healthcare system as much as it really needs to in
mm-hmm.
order to be as effective as possible. So I do think, and I think it's hurting our businesses too.
Right.
The way we're paying
mm-hmm.
For healthcare is a tremendous burden. I mean, just look at General Motors. It's a tremendous burden on our companies. Now I've owned three small companies myself, unrelated to the practice of
mm-hmm.
medicine, and all three of them, it was an issue. So, yes, I think we we need some help. And I think we should look at the basic principles of teamwork and earned trust, and the solutions will reveal themselves.
Well, one of the things that I'm not hearing in the debate on healthcare reform, Arky, is what you just said.
No, I don't think. I think a lot of the discussion.
See, because you're focusing on intrinsic, systemic solutions, and these people want to talk. All these people want to talk about is politics.
Yes, I think that. Well, that's,
power.
That, of course, one of the problems is, you know, we have a political apparatus which is going to be the vehicle of part of our solution. So,
and more's the pity, in my opinion. Stand by. We're going to take a right back. When we come back, we're going to let President Arky C. Cuddy reform our healthcare system, and we're going to take notes now, folks. There's going to be a quiz at the end of our visit here, and so you're going to want to make sure you score high on that test. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago to take us out. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. And subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. You can check out and subscribe to my blog. You can RSS lots and lots of stuff on our site. We'll follow you home if you want to. If you find something you like and you want to know the next time we got something new in that area, just RSS it. We'll follow you home. When we got some new stuff, we'll send it right to you. And, of course, my knowledge base is there. You can ask questions and get answers right off the homepage on the Ask Jim site. And then, of course, we got our Brain Trust members and thousands of articles and archives of past interviews, lots and lots of stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Arky C. Cuddy, Dr. Arky C. Cuddy, the author, co-author, along with Thomas Stedding, of the book Built on Trust, one of my favorite books in my entire library, which is now quite significant after all these years of doing this radio show. Arky, we're talking, by the way, it's President Arky C. Cuddy now, and the President C. Cuddy, it's your healthcare system to reform. We lay ourselves at your very capable hands. What should we do?
I would assemble. Let me talk about the process first. I would assemble all the stakeholders, which would include the public, the insurance companies, the HMOs, the
small business owners,
all the stakeholders, and I would see if I could come to a consensus using statistics on where we want to go, what the vision is. In other words, you know, where are we falling short?
Where's the pain? Where's the pain, and what are we willing to do to fix the pain?
That's right. So we have to find out what's wrong statistically, not politically.
Mm-hmm.
See if I could come to some sort of consensus on that.
But now, wait a minute, President C. Cuddy.
Yeah.
I don't recognize your solution because it doesn't seem like you're grabbing for power.
No.
I speak sarcasm as a second language.
Yeah, no,
by the way.
I understand. I think, you know, that's the problem. One of the problems with the system, though I would not say I wouldn't give details on this, but in a facilitation role, one of the problems is incentives and power.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the incentives and power are in conflict with the two goals. The two goals are do no harm, don't tread on me. That's the medical way.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we have to be. And then the next thing I would do, once we have some consensus on, you know, what's out of order, where we want to improve, where we want to go, then I would say to all these stakeholders, how have you, your interest, been participating in the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing? What have you not been doing?
And if they need help, you could point some things out for them.
Yes. Well, I think this could be a general conversation. And by
right.
the way, all of your small business people, this is a good thing to do right inside your company and
mm-hmm.
start with yourself.
Right.
Okay. I've been politically motivated. Here's my challenges. You know, I've got a constituency, et cetera, et cetera. And but once you can get people to say, here's how I've been participating in the problem by omission or commission. not right. me personally, but my constituency, mm-hmm. et cetera. You have these things out. You have a very vulnerable set of ideas and principles
right.
and facts on the table. So everybody at this point is vulnerable. If you can get that far, and a good facilitator will get it that far.
Right.
That's what the president
everybody's
should
got the
be,
cards
a good
on the
facilitator.
Table. Everybody's got the cards on the table. Face up.
Right. There are your solutions right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at what can give on these ways of participating, these difficulties. And there will be, there'll be incentive. My guess would be there'll be a lot of incentive problems on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Political incentives, profit incentives, growth incentives, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what you're going to be dealing with, is trade-offs in that area. And that's where your solution is going to be. If you start off thinking, oh, there has to be a government option,
mm-hmm.
or if you start thinking there can't be a government option, if you start off thinking like that, you're not going to get,
mm-hmm.
you might get something that's going to be a patchwork that'd be better than nothing. You could fix it over
but
time.
But see, you're asking an awful lot of human beings.
That's right.
In the previous hour, I talked to a guy named Dr. Robert Gross, medical doctor who's written a book called The Extinction Gene. You'd love this book,
oh, yes.
by the
uh-huh.
way, Archie. It's a brand new book called The Extinction Gene.
Uh-huh.
And what I discovered in my interview with him, that I know what the extinction gene is. It's the one that makes us think we're so smart.
Right. Right. So, but I'll be honest with you, Jim, this is asking a lot of human beings, but I mean, I've done this, you know, thousands of times,
right?
You know, with groups of people, mm-hmm. as a facilitator, and you know, and hundreds of times with a lot at stake and a lot of conflict in the room, and it's a process. It takes a little bit of time, but you get to the human element,
mm-hmm.
and you get to this place.
But see,
where
you're presuming, Archie, and I love this about you. But you're presuming that we're all motivated to want to work something out that everybody is going to be happy with, and that's not how politics works.
No, and there's
so
going
isn't
to be
that,
unhappy.
Isn't that a little naive? I mean, how do we? Huh?
I'm always accused of this before we do the session, and I'm never accused of it after.
Oh, okay.
And
so what I need
fair,
to do is
fair
I need
accusation.
I need
Here's
to get the,
key. The
Democrats and Republicans in a room. Give them all a Quaalude or something just to settle them down a little bit, right? And then so they listen to you, and then not let them out until we're through.
Yeah,
is that right?
You've got to get them to the.
If I arrange for Pelosi and what's the Republicans guy from Kentucky? If I arrange for those guys to get in the room, will you go there and sort them out?
I'd be very pleased.
I'm going to work on that. Stand by, 10 till. We got Mr. Richard Pennyman. Take us out here. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Dr. Archie C. N. Cuddy is the author of Built on Trust, along with Thomas Stedding. And it's an outstanding book. As I said before, it's one of the most important books in my library. Archie, tell us how we can find it and you, please.
Built on Trust is available on Amazon.com, on our website, and bookstores still have it, believe it or not.
Yep, I believe it.
And people can reach me at learningcenter.net or Archie@learningcenter.net.
That's the email address, so check that out, folks. And, of course, you can find an incredible body of work that Archie has deposited with us over the years as a member of my Brain Trust on this show. And I really encourage you, if you're having problems, if your organization is hitting on only half the cylinders, if you're not getting along, if you got good, you think you got good people, but they just can't seem to work together, if you just need a little shot in the arm, go back and listen to what Archie and I have talked about over the years, and find this book. I really believe that there are an awful lot of solutions to a lot of problems out there, in the things that Archie and Thomas have written about. Archie, I want to come back to now that we've sung Kumbaya around your table there, President C. N. Cuddy, and everything. Let's come back to what we've really got here, and this is a political situation where we've got a group of people who believe that two groups of people who feel that we do need reform, but we want to do it differently. Now, I'm in the side of the debate that says we need more market solutions, mm-hmm. more portability. We need small business owners to be able to buy their insurance across state lines. We need healthcare to be not so tied to the employer. Mm-hmm. We need tax breaks at the small business level and the individual level, the way unions and corporations get them, mm-hmm. and major corporations get them. That's the side of the debate I'm on, and which is also to say that the government regulates but doesn't control, doesn't actually deliver, administer, or pay for directly any health care.
Okay.
Now, the other side of the debate is the opposite of what I just said.
Right. And then there's this other element in there that I think both sides would agree to, and that's, of course, what you're looking for, or things like that, is there's a need for more competition. If it's going to be a true open market, then you're right. We have to be able to go across state lines.
But are you proposing that the government be one of the competitors?
I would not make that proposal.
Thank you.
But I would place that out there as a question. Do we need more competition? And is the marketplace at present being interfered with in any way that is limiting this competition?
Do you think it is?
Well, if you cannot compete for prices on pharmaceuticals without in an unfettered
right.
way, then that's an obstacle.
But part of the obstacle to competition is not just more players, but loosening up the guidelines for products.
Yes.
For example, the mandates that if you live in New York State and you want to buy a basic, simple health care plan, it's loaded up with mandates that probably makes it unaffordable.
Right. And so that has to be on the table. In other words, to have a solution, there's some sacred cows that are going to have to be on the table, sacred cows for everybody that are going to have to be on the table. And these sacred cows, as I was saying, there are ways that all of the stakeholders are participating in the problem. You have to get people underneath their crust of cynicism and prejudiced ideas and so forth to the basic point where, what do you want to contribute? We are driven to contribute. You've got not have them give up the free market, but look for solutions. But to walk in and say, well, it's got to be, it has to be government controlled.
Right.
Or to walk in and say, it can't be government controlled. There, I think, is where you run into trouble.
Well, see, here's the issue, though, Arky, and that is that when I think of competition, I don't think of government being anywhere in that discussion.
Uh-huh.
Government is where competition goes to die, in my opinion. I probably wouldn't work and play well with others in your little stakeholder meeting there, would I, Garkey?
I think you'd be great, Jim. I'd love to have you there.
I'd love for you to be president too.
Oh, thank you. Zinga.
I gotta wrap it up. Give us the website quickly one more time.
LearningCenter.net.
The book is built on trust. It's one of the best books in my library. Thank you, Arky, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.